So we've gathered some of what matters. Just for an example, I had the great opportunity to sit and listen in Benedict's open space meeting day before yesterday. And this is what I learned about how you make things work for inclusion, or at least this is what I think I heard, mostly from people who are in or much closer to high school than I am. I've just about recovered from my experience in high school. So here's what I heard from Benedict's session. Think about it. Inclusion benefits all students and segregation hurts all students. So look around. See inclusion as a matter of social justice. Take personal responsibility for it because it's the right thing to do. It's wrong to exclude and segregate. If you look around, you'll see exclusion in all kinds of places that you didn't notice before. And when you notice it, you can break the rules that keep people apart, whether that means going to sit at the community living class table to have lunch, or whether it means inviting somebody who looks different from you to engage in some activity with you. Find your voice. Figure out where the power is in your school. In some places, it might be the football team. In some other places, it might be the student council. In some other places, it's some other place. But look and see where the power is and see how you can find your voice with that power and enlist those people. Make allies, especially among other groups committed to social justice, because there are a lot of people who care deeply about issues that are further away from our own school or our own neighborhood when there's also injustice to deal with right in front of us. So that's what I learned, and I'm very grateful to Benedict for convening that session. Thank you.